Hello, welcome to episode 10 of the Half Court Podcast. Really excited to be on the 10th episode. I'm really happy we got this far, but today we're going to be doing more of an NFL focused episode. I have my playoff predictions in front of me. I'm going to go through them. I'm going to close the show with some NBA talk, obviously, because I love talking about the NBA. We're going to go over the power index ESPN has right now, and I'm going to kind of give my own. And I have a special surprise announcement at the end of this episode, so hopefully we get there. Hello, if you're from Instagram or TikTok, those have been doing really well. One of my TikToks has 70,000 views and like 22,000 likes, so really, really like thankful for that. So yeah, let's just get right into it. I'm on playoffpredictors.com, and I'll kind of walk through every matchup and talk about it, because NFL playoffs are one of the most exciting times of the year. It's like March Madness without the randomness of college athletes. Like, the one-game playoff is super fun. As a fan, it's not great when your team's playing, especially if you have the better team, but I'm a Niner fan. Obviously, we struggle with injuries all year. So I don't have a say in this. So, yeah, it's just fun to watch from a neutral standpoint. Just the variability of everything. The fact that the best team isn't always going to win, as I think the Giants and Eli Manning showed the Patriots and Randy Moss beating them in the Super Bowl when they were 16-0 and hadn't lost a game all season. So I think the variability of it makes it fun. But when you have the best team, it's hard. Thank God I'm not a Patriots fan, because I cannot imagine losing that game or losing any of these games where they had the better team, just because it's not like the NBA where there's a 7-game playoff. That's what makes it fun, though. So, first matchup, Ravens-Titans. I've seen a lot of people split down the middle on this. The Titans run game is dominant. The Ravens had a dominant rushing attack last week. They have Lamar Jackson, but the Titans have Ryan Tannehill, which is not something I would have said 2 years ago. But they have Derrick Henry, who ran for 2,000 yards. But my gut tells me to pick the Titans here. They're at home, which I know the fans aren't there, but it's just the idea of being at home. I don't think it makes that much of a difference. I think if it was a regular season, I think the Titans would win this game, no doubt. I think being at home, having that run game, it would just be too much. The Ravens' offensive line looks depleted. Lamar Jackson had a second half resurgence. J.K. Dobbins has looked great. Their defenses look better. The Titans' defense is average at best. So for that reason, I'm going with the Ravens, but I would not be surprised if the Titans won. Next game's a little bit easier of a pick. Colts-Bills. Josh Allen, my fantasy quarterback in multiple leagues this season, carried me to a championship game where I lost, if you care about my fantasy football team. The Bills are going to demolish the Colts. I think they'll win by at least 2 touchdowns. They'll win by at least 14. They dismantled Miami in what was a playoff game for Miami. Their defense looked great against Tua, which, I mean, I understand a rookie quarterback. It might make their defense look a little bit inflated, but the offense is for real. Stephon Diggs is a top 5 receiver, in my opinion. And they have Josh Allen, whose accuracy is resurged. Last season, I was watching Josh Allen, and you could not tell me that this season his accuracy would be on at the level it is now. His mechanics are completely reworked. All credit to the hard work he's put in the Bills coaching staff, because his arm accuracy is way improved, and he has a rocket. He has one of the 2 strongest arms in the league, if not the strongest arm in the league. And Cole Beasley has looked great. Cole Beasley is a great slot receiver. John Brown really opens up their offense deep down the field. I love Trey White. He's one of the top 2 cornerbacks in the league, in my opinion. Micah Hyde's great. Ed Oliver I liked coming out of college. So I think the Bills steamroll the Colts. Brown Steelers. So, the Steelers start off the season really hot. They're dancing on logos and stuff. But they start 11-0. They finish 12-4. They haven't looked great recently. But against the Browns, they didn't look horrible. I'll pull up the exact stats while I'm talking about this. But I think if Odell wasn't hurt for the Browns, I think it would be a completely different story. But he is. I don't think they have the receiving weapons for Baker. But yes, they do. And I'm not trying to say Baker doesn't have weapons, because I know a lot of Browns fans are going to defend Baker Mayfield till they die, saying he's a top 10 quarterback and whatever. I mean, he's average. I mean, I'm a Niners fan. I can admit Jimmy Garoppolo's average. I think Baker Mayfield's kind of in that Jimmy Garoppolo range. So I think I'm going to go with the Steelers, because yes, Big Ben's holding them back. But you might not like to hear that. Big Ben is bottom third of the league in quarterbacks. He's not good. The receivers are good. Claypool, Johnson, Juju, Washington, Ebron even. They get open. They run short routes. Tomlin schemes them open. Tomlin's great. But Big Ben is holding them back. If they had a above average quarterback, they'd be even scarier. I think the Steelers win this, but if Nick... Oh, it's so tough, because Myles Garrett is just a monster. Myles Garrett is a demon. Am I going to say he's the best edge rusher in football? If Aaron Donald's an interior lineman, I might say Myles Garrett's the best best edge rusher, him and TJ Watt. He's ridiculous. He could wreck havoc on that, but the thing is, the Steelers just throw so quickly, because Ben doesn't have the arm anymore. But the only argument I could see the Browns fans having is Chubb and Hunt and that offensive line just get going and start running it down their throat. But the Steelers' defense has looked really solid all year. TJ Watt, like I just mentioned, having a defensive player of the year caliber season. Minkah Fitzpatrick in that secondary. Oof. I never was really sold. Even though they're 11-0, I was on the team cake schedule. Like yes, they had the numbers, but the eye test was telling me they weren't a Chiefs-level team. So I'm going with the Steelers here. But once again, not going to be surprised if the Browns win. Saints-Bears. If the Bears win this game, my relatives in Chicago will go crazy. They're not going to win, though. Drew Brees, his noodle arm. He's got Slant Boy. He's got Checkdown Kamara. They got Marshon Lattimore on defense. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Cam Johnson. Yeah, Saints are going to win that. It could be closer just because the division games in the playoffs, the third time you play somebody, it's a little bit different. I know a lot of people hear that. It's kind of a cliche, but it's true. When you play a team three times, it's really going to come down to a lot of coaching, and I think Sean Payton's a better coach than Matt Nagy. He'll probably out-scheme him. So I think the Saints could open that one up. But again, just because it's just because it's a division game, it's weird. Like, the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Like, it's weird. Seahawks-Rams, another one of the interdivision games. They're always going to have a great game. The Rams and the Seahawks are really fun to watch. I think Jared Goff is honestly, he's overpaid and underrated. Like, he gets paid like he's a top 10 quarterback or top 5 quarterback. Yeah, his contract is ridiculous. He's not worth that. But people think he's worse than Baker Mayfield and Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger. No, Jared Goff is solid. He's a puppet in Sean McVay's system. But that's all you can do is play for your coach. Like, what do you want him to do? Go off script and start chucking bombs to Robert Woods? It's like, no. Turn around, hand the jet sweep to Robert Woods, and you'll be good. Or Cooper Kupp on a 10-yard out. Like, their defense looks really good because you have two of the best players in football, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald. Jalen Ramsey's going to – I honestly think he's going to shut down DK. Like, he's done it both games. Jalen Ramsey is a demon. He's really, really good at football. He's really good at playing cornerback, which, in my opinion, is the second hardest position in football behind quarterback. But the thing is, they have Tyler Lockett. And I think Tyler Lockett is honestly a better receiver overall than DK Metcalf. And they have Russell Wilson, who's by far and away better than Jared Goff. MVP candidate this season, won't win it. I think I might want to talk about that. You know, we're going to talk about that after I do the playoff predictions. We're going to talk about award predictions, because I think that's interesting as well. But yeah, even though the Rams defense is great, I'm gonna go with the Seahawks, just because I'm not gonna pick against Russell Wilson. When the quarterback difference is that great and the weapons are relatively even, you could say the Seahawks have better weapons. You gotta go with the Seahawks, even though their defense looks suspect. It's better since Jamal Adams has come back. Quandre Diggs made the Pro Bowl, whether you like it or not. Bobby Wagner's still a top two inside linebacker in football with Fred Warner. A little bit of Niners love right there. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. But like I said, with the Saints Bears, anything can happen in that third game. Could see the Rams pulling that out. It's gonna be a close one. Bucks football team, football team's gonna lose. I've turned my sister into a football team fan just because they're the football team. Like, why would you not want to be a fan of the football team? She'll be rooting for the football team, but they're gonna get clobbered by Tom Brady. And I think Tom Brady in the playoffs is just a different monster. We're looking for ring 7. All right, back to the AFC second round, second weekend. Chiefs Ravens. A battle of the two best quarterbacks from last year. Not this year. Lamar's probably, he's definitely not top 2, I'll tell you that. He's definitely not top 3. He's arguably top 5. But you have the best quarterback in the league, in my opinion, Patrick Mahomes against Lamar Jackson. You can't stop the Chiefs. You can't. Tyreek, Kelsey, Hilaire, Bell, Mahomes, Hardman, Watkins. Not even done yet. Chiefs are going to win that one. I don't think it's honestly going to be close. It's going to be in Arrowhead. They think they're going to have a little bit of fans there, but it's not going to be Arrowhead like if it was a normal game. It'd be roaring. Mahomes is a Super Bowl champion. He's ready for this. He's built for this. I know Lamar's going to have that chip on his shoulder of, oh, I've never beat the Chiefs. This isn't the time. They just don't have the receivers. Hollywood Brown and Willie Snead are not going to compare to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Yes, Mark Andrews I could throw in there. Mark Andrews is really solid, but he's been inconsistent this year. But the Ravens are hot. Who knows? I'm picking the Chiefs. Bills Steelers isn't hard for me. I think the Bills walk through the Steelers. It's in Buffalo. It's going to be cold probably, which I guess works both ways, but Josh Allen has a rocket. Big Ben has a noodle. Josh Allen has Stephon Diggs. Big Ben has an array of weapons, I guess. It's not really a mismatch there. It's just a different type. But I'm going to go with the Bills. I don't think the pass rush is going to cause that many problems. I think they have Cole Beasley underneath. The Bills are going to need to get that run game going with Singletary and Moss. But I think, honestly, if they need to, in the playoffs, if they get really stuck, they need to go to some option with Josh Allen. He's an incredible athlete. Big, strong runner. If you gets cold, you can't start, and they start dropping back in coverage, and you have a big strong back like Zach Moss, run some option. Allen can do it. He played in Wyoming. He's a good enough athlete to run some option, and I think that gets your run game going, which unlocks the RPO game. Just running out of the gun opens up so much for that offense, so I think they'll realize that, and the Bills win this game easy. Saints Seahawks. I went back and forth on this for a long time. I think it's going to be a spectacular game. Maybe Drew Brees' last game. Any of these games could be Drew Brees' last game. Hopefully Michael Thomas is back. You gotta hope Michael Thomas is healthy from a neutral point of view, just because he's just one of the best receivers in football. A lot of people get on him for running a bunch of slants, but I think it's a lot of people also say this, that it's because of Drew Brees' arm. Like, Michael Thomas can run deep routes, no doubt. Drew Brees just can't throw it that far. Like, he can't put it on the money that far, and Thomas is already dealing with double coverage. It's not like he has a lot of space over the top, and it needs to be on a dime, even if he's open. And Brees just can't do that. So I think Brees holds him back. But I think I thought about it for a long time, but the more I look at it, the more I realize that I think the Seahawks are going to win. I think they have a better quarterback. They have better weapons. And I don't think their defense is that bad. If they were playing this game in November, I would have picked the Saints, just because that Seahawks defense was butter. Like, everybody was walking through it. That doesn't make sense. Nice analogy. But the Seahawks offense is just dynamic. The Saints offense is methodical, to say the least. And Kamara is solid. But I think in the run game, Bobby Wagner makes it, or the pass game with Alvin Kamara, if they run man coverage and they get Bobby Wagner onto Kamara, it's not as big of a mismatch as Kamara versus, like, Roquan Smith or whoever they're playing in the first round. It's the Bears, yeah. Like, he's not going to be able to just run his screens and just run rampant and score 6 touchdowns. Like, that's not going to happen again. I'm picking the Seahawks. Bucks, Packers. I picked the Bucks. It's so tough. It's two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. And Aaron Rodgers is probably the MVP this year. In my opinion, he's the MVP. He's had the best season. And he has the best receiver in the league this season. Whether he's the best receiver overall, that's to be determined. But he is the best receiver this season. and the rocket arm that Aaron Rodgers has displayed, his resurgence since they drafted Jordan Love, which was a great pick. I don't care what anybody says. Aaron Rodgers would not be playing like this if they didn't draft Jordan Love. It's a great pick to Packers front manager, front office. But it's so hard. It's so hard to pick against Tom Brady in the playoffs, especially when he has Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and AJ Brown. Antonio Brown. I didn't see the Evans injury report. I'll look it up right now. But even if he isn't playing, they still have Gronk, Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, Ali Marpet up front. Jedrick Willis has looked amazing on the offensive line. I think that offense is really, really good, obviously. Mike Evans injury report. He's listed. Read through. Carlton Davis did not participate in practice, and Mike Evans did not participate. Hopefully he plays. It'll just be more fun to watch. I think if he doesn't play, honestly, the Packers probably have a better shot to win this. But I'm assuming Mike Evans is playing right now. We don't know much more. I'm going with the Bucs. And they have Shaq Barrett pass rushing on defense. They have Devin Smith in the middle. They're just a solid all-around team. The Packers' defense has looked eh. Like, Kenny Clark and the Smiths and Jair are great. But, like, Amos hasn't looked spectacular to me on film. And I think Brady's just going to, like, he's going to dissect it. Like, as much as we all want to give Belichick the credit for all those schemes on offense in New England, I think he deserves the credit, along with all the offensive coordinators that they cycled through. But Brady knows what he's doing. And him and Arians are going to put together a scheme that's just going to tear it up. And I would not be surprised to see them score 40 points. And, yes, the Packers can keep up, but I don't think they will. I hope it's a shootout. I think it's going to be a shootout. And I think Tom Brady prevails. All right. Championship game. The matchup I want to see personally. Now, I want to see it, and I think it's going to happen. Are two different things, but I do think they are the same thing this year for me. Chiefs-Bills. The two strongest arm quarterbacks in the league. In Arrowhead. I wanted to pick the Bills. I really do. But I just don't see the way they win. Like, just their offense. The Chiefs' offense is one of the best I've ever seen. They're just so dynamic. I can't praise it enough. Tyrann Mathieu on defense is good. Chris Davis is good. They're both good players. Ladarius Sneed has looked good at corner. He's gonna have to hold Stephon Diggs the best he can. Well, I mean, you can't hold Stephon Diggs. A rookie corner against Stephon Diggs, that's a nightmare for the Chiefs. But yeah, Dawson Knox isn't really a huge factor in that as a tight end. I think Tyrann Mathieu is gonna be able to almost completely eliminate him. Yeah, there's not a whole lot to say other than that Chiefs offense is just so good you can't pick against them. But if the Bills won, I'm trying to be honest here, and I was about to say I wouldn't be surprised, but I would be genuinely surprised if the Bills are in the Super Bowl. Like, they'll beat the Colts, they'll beat the Steelers easily, I think. But the Chiefs are just not going to be able to. The Chiefs are just too dynamic. They're going to have 2 weeks rest and then play the Ravens. So they're going to be way, way fresher than the Bills. Yeah, it's just the way it goes. Seahawks, Bucks. Now, those final four in the NFC, Saints, Seahawks, Bucks, Packers, any of those combinations can be in this championship game. Those four are the ones I could see. But here, in my opinion, it's going to be Seahawks, Bucks. And for the same reasons I said they're going to beat the Packers, they're loaded. I really like the Bucks here. But I'm gonna pick the Seahawks. I'm gonna pick Russell Wilson over Tom Brady here. I just really like how their defense is played down the stretch. Like, if this was the defense from early in the season, this wouldn't be hard for me to pick the Bucks. But their defense has put them in a spot where even if Russ isn't putting up 35, they're still able. They're still capable. And I think Russ this season is just so set on winning these football games. You can't predict great moments. Like, you can't be like, oh, Malcolm Butler's going to pick it off at the one, like, before the game starts. You can't say that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Russell Westbrook, Russell Wilson has a career performance, a signature game. And honestly, if it comes down to it, leads a game-winning drive. So I'm going with Russell Wilson. Just that's the feel I get from this season. And it's bad to pick off a feel, but it's hard to pick against Bobby Wagner, Jamal Adams, and Russell Wilson. It's just hard. Even when you have Tom Brady, Gronk, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin on the other side. It's a toss-up for me. I'm going with the Seahawks. Seahawks-Chiefs Super Bowl. I think that's what everybody wants to see. Maybe they want to see Brady and Mahomes for one time. It's like Kobe and LeBron. In fact, that probably is what people want to see. I'd want to see it. We never got to see Kobe versus LeBron. We never got to see MJ versus Kobe in the finals. We never got to see... Who would that crossover even be? I don't even know in football. I mean, Montana and Brady weren't really even near each other. But yeah, Mahomes and Brady would be spectacular. It would be an all-time great Super Bowl. But regardless, I think it's more likely to be the Seahawks. And I think it's a shootout. It's a shootout in Tampa Bay. And who wins it? Who has the better weapons? Whose defense can get a stop? I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs going back-to-back. It's a boring pick to pick the Chiefs to go all the way, but I think they're by far and away the best team in football. They're just the most complete. And it's when you have Andy Reid coaching that team, who is a top-five coach, clearly, and you have a team that went 14-2 and honestly could have gone 15-1 if they wanted to, you can't pick against them. Like, it's so hard to pick against them if they're healthy. Obviously, injuries change everything. There'll probably be some injuries in the playoffs, hopefully not to any superstars, because those are the guys you want to see to play. But assuming everybody stays healthy, the Chiefs are going to be Super Bowl champions for a second year in a row, and Mahomes will be on his track to being the greatest quarterback of all time. Now, 6 is a long way away, and when you have a contract like that coming in, it's going to be hard to bring in talent. But 2 before he turns 25, I think. I'll look up how old he is. I'm pretty sure he's below 25. You're on track. He's 25. You're on track. Because assuming he plays to 40, which we can't assume, but if you're gonna be the GOAT, you gotta play like the GOAT, and Brady's played 40 plus. So we're gonna assume he's played to be 40. He got 15 years to win 4 championships. I think he can do it. But even then, it's gonna be a tough debate. I hope it happens. I want to see greatness, especially from a neutral point of view. Like I don't really like have a side like, oh, I want Brady to be the GOAT, or I want Mahomes to be the GOAT, or I want Montana to be the GOAT. It doesn't matter to me. Like, I just want to see greatness. I want to watch Patrick Mahomes on playoff games. I want to see him throwing 60-yard bombs to Tyreek Hill. It's just fun to watch, especially when my team's not playing against them like last year. So that was my playoff predictions. Let me know what you think. Go to my TikTok at the Half Court Podcast, Instagram at the Half Court Podcast. Let me know what you think. Let me know who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. And also let me know who you think MVP is going to be. I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes runner up, Derrick Henry, Russell Wilson 3-4. Rodgers has just been dominant. Mahomes, I think, would have had it if he didn't throw those 3 interceptions against Miami. I think it was 3. And sit out. Like, it kind of put him in a tough position. But Rodgers was just consistent the whole season, and he just looked spectacular. You have to give it to him. And that gives Rodgers, his 4th MVP? That's a guess. If he gets this one, he has a lot. My computer does not want to work for me. But regardless, he's not near Brady. Because they don't want to tell me. They do not. The internet does not want to tell me how many MVPs Aaron Rodgers has. I promise you. They don't want to know. I think it looks like he has 2. So this will be his 3rd. He's not. Is he top 5? Maybe. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, yes, for sure. Also, another interesting football debate I've seen is who's the best running back in football. I think the recency bias is getting to people. I think it's Christian McCaffrey. He's just ridiculous. Out of the backfield just adds another dimension. Because running backs are tough to grade because there's a lot of outside factors, such as how good is your passing game, which opens up run lanes, how good is your offensive line, which opens up run lanes, and then how good is a running back by himself. And I think as a pure running back, like who would you rather have on your team to make the biggest impact? You want Christian McCaffrey. Yes, Derrick Henry is a physical boy, man amongst boys. He's huge and he's fast. But skill-wise and impact-wise, Christian McCaffrey's better. Best receiver in football. See, at the beginning of the season, I would have told you Michael Thomas. I think Julio is the most talented. Hopkins has the best hands. But best receiver in football, I'm going to go with Julio Jones. He's just a monster. I mean, I'm just kind of talking about, like, random football topics because I don't talk about it a lot, so there's a lot to talk about. But, yeah, I think football's super fun to watch. I mean, obviously, I do a lot of fantasy football, 5 leagues this year. Made the playoffs in 4, went to the final in 2. So, you know, it's interesting. But let's talk about what I really like to talk about. Let's talk about basketball. And let's talk about Stephen Curry. I know that's what everybody wants to hear. 27 minutes in, we're finally talking about it. 62 for Steph Curry. Like, ho. And I told everybody, I think I tweeted it, I think I talked about it on the podcast after the season ended. Do not tell me that Damian Lillard is better than Steph Curry. Don't. Just do not tell me that. And Steph said, you know what? I got you, James. I got you. You know what? I'll show him. 62 on his head. On his head. First game back against him. I'm gonna post it again. I'm gonna post it again because what are we doing? Like, every time a player has a good game in the playoffs or a good playoff series and somebody's out, it's, oh, they're better. It was the same thing with LeBron a couple years ago. Giannis had a good playoff run, or Kawhi had a good playoff run. Everybody's like, oh, Kawhi's the best in the world. No. No, he's not. No. Steph Curry's the best point guard in the league. LeBron James is the best basketball player in the league. And James Harden is the best scorer in the league. He's leading the league in scoring. Like, these are things you need to know. And until the player shows you a decline, it's a fact. Scoring leaders so far. James Harden, Steph Curry, Bradley Beal, even though the Wizards suck. Trae Young, even though he can't play defense. And Kevin Durant. I mean, I don't think there's any surprises. Trae Young at 28 is pretty impressive. Is really impressive. Don't get me wrong. Still not guarding anyone, but I think he's for sure gonna be an all-star. The Wizards just get heartbroken every single game. Like, I'll pull up their scores, but I've watched at least 3 of these games. Like, they've just been heartbreak. They lost by 10 to the Magic, 8 to the Bulls. They beat the Nets by 1, which was good. Lost to the Magic again by 7. It's just they lost by the Bulls by 3. The Sixers by 6. They beat the Pistons by 3. They're just playing a bunch of close games. Lost to the Nets by 5. It's just hard. It's just tough for Wizards. They're 2-5. The Pistons suck, which I predicted. I predicted them as the worst team in the East. They're 1-6. They're horrible. They're really bad. Really bad at basketball. I'm not gonna. They, in my opinion, will finish as the worst team, and I will say it from the beginning, and I'll say it to the end. I don't think I missed on that one. Bucks look fragile at 4-3. I really can't explain it. It's just there's no explanation. They're gonna. I think they're gonna get it together. Giannis has bounced back a little bit. He didn't start great. Hopefully Middleton can pull himself through. Yeah, the Bucks will snap back. The Magic are pretenders, as I said last week. They do this every year. They're 5-2. They will be below 500 by the All-Star break, or by the halfway point. clip it. Somebody send it to me when they all break out, but I promise you, they will not be over 500. I know they're 5-2 right now. They do this every year. Sixers at 6-1 is impressive. Impressive. I really am impressed with Doc Rivers. I'm seeing a lot of people saying that he's overrated, just because of the teams he's had and what's transpired. But yeah, Joel Embiid's averaging 24. Tobias is averaging 20. Ben has played well-ish. 13, 10, and 7. So you can't be mad at it. He made a three-pointer. you love to see that. Shake Milton's been surprisingly good off the bench for them. I really like Shake Milton as a bench player. I think I said this last week, but I like small guards off the bench. Because when you just have to score and you don't have to guard elite players on a defense, that's where they belong. It's just so tough to be a small guard and play a prominent role as a starter. The Knicks are 4-3. Julius Randle is playing like at an MVP level. I don't think anybody's going to expect him to stay like that. I don't think he's going to stay like that. But could he make the All-Star team? Maybe. He's in a contract year. I think the Knicks have a team option because they did all this for the 21 class. If he plays, he always does this in the contract year. He did this in New Orleans right before he was about to get a contract. He's 20-10 if he wants it. I don't know if it's a motor issue for him. It might be. But it's just when he wants to and he plays hard, he's good. Like, there's no other way to say it. Like, just try harder, Julius. Like, I feel like if he could just get onto a contender, he'd be so good. Like, if the Rockets had him. You know, stop talking about Julius Randle. I just thought about it. Christian Wood. What did I tell everybody? If you listen to this podcast, you know it. You have to believe me. But when I tell you these players are going to break out. Miles Bridges, I've been on since the draft. He's finally blossoming, playing great. Christian Wood, playing great. Like, not Miles Bridges, I'm sorry, Mikal Bridges. Like, I love these guys, and when they come to play, I can see it. If you want to be ahead of people and know who's going to be good next, I'm telling you, stay listening to this podcast. I will tell you, Christian Wood has been amazing for the Rockets. He's been the role guy they need. He's been great in pick and roll with Harden. What else is there to say? So I'm really happy to see that because Christian Wood is my guy. I think I posted this that back in 2018 I was at a summer league game, and I was watching the Bucks summer league team. Yeah, and Christian Wood's playing, and I DM Magic Johnson, who obviously does not follow me, and. I DM him, yo, sign Christian Wood from the Bucks summer league team. Yeah, I found that DM the other day. I was like, wow, I was on that way early. So if you want to see that, go to my TikTok. I think I posted it. Saw that coming. Mikal Bridges has looked amazing for the Suns. He's been the wing they needed with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Cam Johnson's also looked solid. I'm looking at the Spurs now. DeRozan's been honestly above average, 19 points a game on 48% from the field. Keldon Johnson's been good for them. Derek White's been injured, unfortunately. I was really looking forward to watching him play this year, but it has been fun to watch DeJounte Murray again. It's been a pleasure because I just hate when players go down for the season. Same thing with, was it LeVert a couple seasons ago? He went down for a while. But Oladipo had the same thing. Like, you just want to see players do great. So in the West right now, the top three are Lakers, Suns, Clippers. I think that's I hope it stays that way, honestly, because in the playoffs, that would be super fun to watch. I think the Suns will drop down a little bit, like I made my early season predictions. But they're playing great behind Chris Paul and Mikal Bridges. Warriors have bounced back a little bit. They're 4-3 now. They're not looking like the 12 seed I predicted them to be anymore. They're not getting blown out anymore. And they're honestly playing good basketball. I think that Steph Curry is leading that team. Draymond's come back. And again, Draymond is undervalued, as always, by casual NBA fans. Draymond Green is a difference maker. And he came back, and the Warriors look like a different team. The Mavericks are still struggling a little bit. We talked about them last week. The Nuggets struggles need to be talked about a little bit more. They're 3-4. Like, why is it that we don't hold the Nuggets? Like, we don't give the Nuggets credit when they're doing good. And we don't criticize the Nuggets when they're not doing good. Like, I feel like people just don't ever talk about the Nuggets for whatever reason. And it's not a surprise that they're my second favorite team. They're if the Lakers got wiped off the face of the planet, I'd be a Nuggets fan. Jokic is not slowed down at all. 24-12-12. Like, ridiculous numbers. But after Murray and Jokic, Harris has been terrible this season. Porter's been really good, but he's missed time. He's missed three games. Will Barton also been bad. Monty Morris has been all right. I'm just looking at their stats right now. But, like, Will Barton averaging 11 points and shooting 38% from the field. What are you doing out there? Getting your cardio in? Like, you're running up and down the floor, running to the corner? Like, do something. PJ Dozier hasn't had a breakout season like a lot of people expected. He played good in the bubble. I think he's going to honestly get any more minutes. He's playing 18 a game. Take some JaMychal Green minutes. JaMychal Green does not need minutes. Give those to PJ Dozier. give Michael Porter more than 30 minutes a game. Mike Malone will pull it together. Bol Bol needs some more minutes. Who are they even playing at backup big? I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's not been good. They need to get Bol Bol some more minutes. Zeke Nagy could use some more minutes. They need to get some young guys some minutes. It's crazy to me that their oldest player is, other than Paul Millsap, after Paul Millsap, they have 3 30-year-olds on their team. Like, they're insanely young. And like I've been saying, I think they're going to need one more year. I don't think this is the year they go to the finals. But they're close. They are close. Timberwolves, Thunder, Grizzlies have looked bad. The Timberwolves have lost 5 in a row since starting 2-0. I haven't honestly seen them play the last couple games. I saw their first 4. I haven't seen their most recent ones. Let me check the stats on this. I'm interested to see how Anthony Edwards has been playing. Just because it's weird for first overall picks, because you know that they want to come out and ball out those first couple games, and then you get into the grind of the NBA season about that second week, and that's when they start getting to their first season level. Like, you can never take those first couple games from rookies. Like, even if they're horrible, you can't take that for much. If they're bad, you can't take that for much. I don't know if I said Grizzlies instead of Timberwolves, but I am talking about the Timberwolves right now. I'm sorry for that. But yeah, if they have great games the first couple games, that's not how they're going to play. If they have bad games the first couple games, that's not how they're going to play. Let them get to that second week. The second or fourth week is where they're really going to be. So Anthony Edwards has been coming off the bench the whole time. 14 a game on 40%. He's taking 13.5 shots a game, which is fourth on the team behind Malik Beasley, D'Angelo Russell, and Karl Anthony Towns. Malik Beasley has been a stud. I think I said he was overpaid when he signed him. He's playing like his contract, so you can't fault him for that. He's playing like they pay him to do, and I hope he keeps that up this whole season. I'll be happy to admit I was wrong there. Cat is playing poorly, but he's only played 2 games, so you can't really hold him to that. D'Lo, however, has been playing poorly, 43% from the field. He's not guarding anybody. Like, Do they play defense? Just wondering. Let me look at their advanced stats. Yeah, their highest defensive win share is 0.1. Like, per 48, like, what is Anthony Davis, Jarrett Culver, and D'Angelo Russell doing? They're in the negative. Guard someone, please, Timberwolves. And then I just want to close it by talking about my MIP prediction, Chris Boucher. And yes, if you're wondering, I will be talking about him every single episode. He is second in the league in blocks right now. So just know, I got y'all. If you need to know who's next, come to the podcast, tune in. I got you. Chris Boucher winning MIP this year, second in the league in blocks, playing great defensively. And that's it. That's episode 10 of the Half Court Podcast. If you're on Apple Music, or if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review. Means the world, helps the podcast get out there. Follow me on the socials. Thanks a lot.